Good morning, everyone. We are really excited about this year's Governor's Conference on Agriculture. As you know, it's going to be January 10th through the 11th at Tanterra. And we are designing our schedule this year to be a forward-thinking, thought-provoking conference for all farmers, ranchers, and agriculture leaders across the state. It's going to be a jam-packed event to respect the busy schedule of our farmers, our ranchers, and our agribusiness leaders. Our topics are going to be wide-ranging. We're going to be hitting on ag tech, workforce development, and infrastructure for the future. And we are really looking forward to having Tyne Morgan be with us. And we are going to have a commodity outlook with the U.S. Farm Report at that time. So the recording of the U.S. Farm Report will kick off our conference by bringing critical market analysis, the latest trade negotiation updates, and hopefully a farm bill breakdown to Missouri farmers and ranchers. On the panel with Tyne, we will have Dr. John Anderson from the College of the Ozarks, Dr. Scott Brown from MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, and Dr. Pat Westhoff with the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute. We will also have the Missouri Agriculture Awards Luncheon with Governor Mike Parson there, so we're really excited about that. Governor Parson will share his vision for Missouri agriculture as we begin the 2019 year, and we look forward to the 2019 growing season. We're also going to be celebrating the achievements of six Missourians for awards. They include the Environmental Steward Award, Farm Innovation Award, Food Animal Veterinarian, Agriculture Educator, Agriculture Communicator, and the Agriculture Volunteer. The deadline for these have already passed, and we're expecting our announcement to come soon in the days ahead. The Missouri Way panel will also be on the very first day after our luncheon, and that will include several cabinet members. We will talk about how state agencies are working together under the leadership of Governor Parson and our priorities of workforce development and infrastructure and how that relates to the ag industry. So we'll have partners there from the Department of Natural Resources, Department of Economic Development, Department of Revenue, Health and Senior Services, Higher Education, and maybe a few others. So we're really excited about that.
So you'll hear a common theme throughout the agenda for Governor's Conference. And this is Garrett Hawkins, the Deputy Director. And early on, you all heard Director Chen lay out the strategic vision for the department under her leadership. And that's more. And the pillars of more, feed more, reach more, connect more, and empower more form the backbone or the structure for this year's jam-packed Governor's Conference. So what our attendees are going to find during the Feed More session or pillar Thursday afternoon, we will have the much anticipated results of the food and beverage manufacturing study that was commissioned by the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food and Natural Resources in collaboration with many of our ag groups, our department, as well as the Missouri Ag and Small Business Development Authority. The results of that study will be revealed and we'll have an opportunity clearly to engage with the audience about what really that means for agriculture moving forward. We'll also hear from Eric Malley with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. You all know that the department, we have taken a particular interest in trying to help build partnerships to address food insecurity in the state. And so Eric's going to share a little bit of his story in working with the Food Bank. And we'll conclude that session then with one of our own, our youth, Allie Francis, a 4-H and FFA student, who participated in the Drive to Feed Kids during the state fair. And that inspired her to do more in her local community in the area of food insecurity. So this pillar will be truly jam-packed and hopefully with some take-home messages that people can use in their own communities. We'll then transition after a break, and we'll transition into the Reach More pillar. And this is really exciting because Reach More is exactly what Director Chen has done during her career, both on the farm and now at the department. And so we have tapped Vivian Howard, who is a chef, an author, a TV personality based out of North Carolina. She's the owner of The Chef and The Farmer. And she's going to talk about bridging that gap and how to have food conversations. And she's going to talk about her love for food and how she's turned that into a positive agriculture message on the national stage. So we are really excited to have Vivian leave North Carolina and come out to Missouri to share her message. We'll also then have an update from Teresa Lee with the Missouri Ag Foundation. We'll talk about some of the pressing projects that the foundation is pursuing in conjunction with the department and ag partners to move our industry forward.
So we're really excited to have Vivian Howard be with us. We can't wait to hear her positive message to give us all thought-provoking ideas on how to be better advocates for agriculture. And we think she's going to be a great person to be the last speaker before our big event that evening, which is the Best of the Missouri Grown Reception. It's backed by popular demand, and the Best of Missouri Grown Reception will feature the best food and drink that Missouri has to offer. You will be able to enjoy the cuisine, music, relaxed atmosphere as you experience the ultimate showcase of our Missouri grown food. So we're really excited about that. The proceeds from the dinner will go to the Missouri 4-H, the Missouri FFA, and the Ag Leaders of Tomorrow program. And then the next morning, I will kick off the day with a keynote address, and I will give an update on the department's more strategic vision, showcasing what our big wins for Missouri agriculture in 2018 were, and revealing our 2019 initiatives. So we're really excited about that. We think we will close day one on a high note and start the day off with a lot of energy.
So the Connect More pillar will be first up after Director Chen's address on Friday morning. Connect More has been a pillar that's really been technology focused, and you'll see that again in the speakers that we have lined up. Mark Pryor with the SEAM will discuss blockchain technology. That's been a buzzword that farmers and ranchers have heard increasingly over the last few months and the last year. He's going to talk about what that means for agriculture, particularly as at the other end of the supply chain, as people talk more about traceability and transparency in food. We'll then hear from Todd Sears, the CEO of IntelliFarms, based here in West Central Missouri. Todd is an innovator. He's built an agribusiness in Archie. He's going to talk about how he helped bring broadband to the community, but also talk about how we can all be advocates for growing agriculture and agribusiness in our rural communities, and how to have those conversations with people, with our elected and public officials. Then as we shift to the Empower More pillar, we are truly going to focus on providing information that farmers and ranchers can take back home, just like the other pillars. But this is going to focus on plant science and animal science. So we'll hear from Dr. Jeremy Williams with Bayer Crop Science to talk about the future of technology there in Bayer. And then we'll also hear from Dr. Ed Robb, formerly with Boehringer Ingelheim, now with Biopharma Potentials. He will demonstrate how his company is developing technology that will impact livestock producers all the way to the farm gate. And truly, he's going to tease up, if you will, technologies, issues that are out there that all of us, especially those of us in the livestock industry, need to think about as we think about how to move our farms and ranches forward. Finally, we'll close out with our appreciation luncheon, bringing all of the more strategic vision together. We're not quite ready to announce the name of the speaker that we will have to close this out, but the director and I can say this. As we think about the year that we've had at agriculture, certainly we've had our challenges when it comes to Mother Nature, when it comes to market volatility. But sometimes as we think about the year ahead and the optimism that comes with the new growing season, we have found a speaker that's going to give us all a message of hope and leave us with the empowerment to do just a little bit more in our communities. And so our speaker will drive home that message with some personal examples of what he has seen right here in Missouri.
So in general, we feel like we're bringing everyone in agriculture and our agriculture family together to focus on the issues that matter to all of us, and that's workforce development and infrastructure. The Governor's Conference on Agriculture is always a special event for Missouri agriculture, and we're excited to be hosting it once again in January. Our registration is live, and anyone who's interested can find more details at agriculture.mo.gov/conference. And the hotel deadline, this is important, is coming up. It's December the 20th of 2018. So it's really important for us to make sure that we get that information out there. It's a busy time of year right now with everyone prepping for Christmas, but we don't want anybody to miss out on having a room.
Awesome. Well, I think I heard someone else join the call a couple minutes ago. Who was that?
It's Melissa from KVQ.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I had somebody come in and needed something right
away. Yeah, we can all relate. Well, at this time, we'll go ahead and open it up for any questions that you do have. And I don't know that with this many people on the call that we need to go in any particular order. So if anyone has something, just remember to tell us who you are and which media outlet you're with before you ask your question. Anyone?
It's Tom Stever at Brownfield.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Yep. What thought went into resuming the Governor's Ag Conference, and what's the reason for holding it, and for considering whether or not to hold it?
So last year we did our Reach More tour instead of a Governor's Conference on Agriculture. We felt like the best thing for us to do was to get out, talk to farmers and ranchers and agriculture leaders to find out what they really wanted to see at a Governor's Conference on Agriculture. And we heard a lot of great ideas, and that's what we built our agenda around this year. The one thing that we heard loud and clear was that it was really hard for people to leave their operations for more than a night. And so that's why you're going to see a condensed agenda for the conference. It's only going to be about a 24-hour period. And we really wanted to just hold it in January to kick off the new year, especially since we had such a rough growing season in 2019. Livestock had their challenges this year as well. So we felt like kicking off the year in 2019 might inspire our farmers and ranchers and build off of the optimism that we know comes with every new year.
It's Melissa from KFEQ. Do you feel like this is something, since you had the interruption last year, as you said, you are looking for it again this year, are you going to continue it then in the future?
You know, we will be talking with farmers and ranchers and finding out what they want. But, you know, we'll base it off their feedback. Right now, we are planning to continue having Governor's Conference on Ag. But if we hear from people that they don't want to come every year, that they think it'd be better to do every other year, we will definitely be taking that into consideration. You know, it's definitely something that we want farmers and ranchers and agriculture leaders to see as a benefit and something that they can take value from and use it back on their farms and ranches.
Kyle, Larry, you guys have anything?
I kind of had something again.
Yeah.
I know before we'd had the room downstairs that had basically a bunch of booths with different federations and everything. Are we going to be having that again? I didn't see anything about that.
Yes, we will be having the trade show. I believe it opens up at 10 o'clock on the morning of the 10th, and we have some breaks scheduled so that people have time to get down to the trade show, visit with our vendors, and to do a networking opportunity with all attendees.
This is Larry with Camomile. Our FFA members have always in the past at the Governor's Conference had an active part in it. Are they going to be involved in any way? Are they with this conference?
Yes, so they will be in attendance at the Missouri Grown Reception. And one of the challenges with holding it in January is we're going to be hitting some kids going back to schools. But we are having that opportunity of an evening. It's a Thursday night, so we're excited about that. The 4-H kids will also be there as well.